Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
Welcome back to the 101 podcast, and Kyla's kind of laughing because apparently she just read something that she never wanted to see.
I saw some things that I didn't want to see. I don't know. Like, you know when you open your Snapchat and you're just going through stories and surprise, there's something there that you didn't want to see, yet it's there for everyone to see? Yeah, that's what just happened. We'll talk about it later, though, because it's not appropriate for the podcast.
Well, what is appropriate is a motion to open debate.
That was fast.
So, are there any points or motions on the floor at this time?
Motion to open debate.
That's in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate is now open.
I'm telling you, someday I'm going to say no.
I honestly, like, I'm shocked you haven't done it yet.
Me too, to be honest. That's very me.
It's very on brand.
Mm-hmm. I also just realized I have some jingly bracelets, and I'm sorry if they make noise. I'm going to try and not move my hands.
She's going to dance in the background. Yeah, there we go.
For you.
Before we get started on, like, the main purpose of today, I'd just like to give a massive shout-out to, anyone who DMs us, like, after an episode, giving us their thoughts on the episode.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, yeah.
It is so nice. I mean, like, you see the stats of, like, oh, people are listening, but like,
are they bots? I just wonder.
Are they bots? No, it's nice that someone's not only listening, but, like, cares about what we have to say, and enough that they want to either, like, hey, I liked what you have to say, but this is my opinion, or I liked what you have to say, I totally agree with it. Like, either way, it's always interesting to get feedback, and especially, like, on the topic.
Which is cool. Like, you're all very smart and contribute in really cool ways. It makes us feel
like you're money people.
Yeah, but it's like, it makes us feel like we're achieving our goal somewhat of, like, creating a community.
It makes us feel important.
Thanks for interacting.
I'm just also starting dialogues.
It helps our ego.
It helps our ego. Maybe we'll keep doing the podcast. Keep DMing us and we will keep doing the podcast. It's a 1-to-1 ratio. You get one episode per DM and that's it.
So it's like, is it one person who DMs us or one, like,
one
time?
One person that DMs us.
Okay, so, like, we need a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. Everyone start DMing
us. So this is your call to action.
Actually, don't do that.
DM us, but nothing weird. We've only gotten a few weird DMs and I don't want more of them.
We haven't used the block button yet, I think. Wait, never mind.
That's a lie, yeah. But several people have also used it on us, so.
Your favorite podcasters and Instagram accounts. We have this board in our, like, kitchen living room area. It's the whiteboard. You guys know the whiteboard. Mm-hmm. But it's been converted into a clout counter. Mm-hmm. So basically we list, like, something cool that happened.
I post a pic of it.
And then like, put a sign, like, clout points onto it. So, right now, I don't know, there's some things that have subtracted from our clout.
Yeah.
Oh, several things.
None that we can shout out here, but, like, if you know, you know. IYKYK.
We'll leave it at that. But there are several things that have brought us clout, which we also can't really talk about yet.
But maybe one day.
Maybe someday we'll be able to talk about it.
We will put the board on the story, but we'll, like, censor the parts that you can't know about. But
when you get to guess.
But you get to see the clout.
Yeah, total. And you have to DM us and guess what you think have or lost clout over.
No, we just, like, show the points and we're like, what do you think this is?
You fill it out. So fill in the blank.
We get, like, 8 responses.
Mad Libs for clout.
Clout libs.
Ooh, that's a business model.
It sounds bad. No, it sounds
okay,
bad.
Okay, nobody take that clout idea. Libs? We've already.
I don't know. Libs now has, like, a whole other connotation in this political climate, and I don't want to use that.
We're just some liberals with massive amounts of clout.
It's true. It's very true. That's exactly what we are.
What we are.
We have 5, like, alt-right followers. Just, like, block.
Fine.
Good.
It's like, one snaps for that.
Get out. Anyway.
Leave, get out, right now.
Speaking of responses, we asked you guys to ask us questions today.
We did.
We had to record this episode earlier than we usually do, because Casey is leaving to go on conference, and...
It's 6:00. I'll be back when this is posted.
Yes.
Maybe you saw me. I probably hid.
Surprise, we usually record on Wednesdays, so we had to record on a Monday, so this was a really... quick and easy topic for us to talk about.
We're like, what are we gonna do? Something, like, the followers can make us.
It was just, like, one of those times where we tend to forget that we, like, have lives, and we're like, oh, we'll record whenever, and then it, like, comes down to, and we're like, oh, geez, we, like, need to record today. Yeah.
That's why we usually, like, schedule to do recordings at the same time every week, or else it would just get, like,
we wouldn't do it. Yeah, it's tough. But,
there's a question that goes into that, and I have a lot to say about it.
Oh. Okay, I need to pull up the questions. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Can I say the first one? Because I have an answer to it.
No. The first one, user submitted?
No. No. Not the first one, user submitted. The second one, technically, user submitted. Griffin said, oh, what's the funniest superlative you've ever received in Fun One? And my funniest one, it's not, like, overtly funny, but it was most wholesome. But this was also in a committee where I killed two people and almost killed their child. So I don't know how I got that. And also, if you know me at all, you probably wouldn't give me the most wholesome
Caroline's superlative. Such a badass.
Not that. It's just that I don't embody the, like, golden retriever spirit.
Yeah, no.
The golden
Caroline,
spirit.
And this is nothing against Caroline, is a fairly negative person. She's definitely
Caroline's
not golden,
like,
retriever.
Okay, I'm quitting the podcast.
No, and I, you know my qualms about golden retriever people, so, yeah. I'm not that person either, so sisters in solidarity here.
I've tried to become less negative, but
no,
I feel
no, that
like,
was not the right phrasing.
But
it's
I
not that
like
you're negative, you are just definitely realist. Not,
I'm
like,
realistic.
Yes, a violent realist.
I'm a violent. Violent.
You're not, no, it's just you are
not
very
physically,
realist about
just
things.
Like, emotionally.
Yeah, you're very realist about
I
things.
Am. You, I am.
She doesn't sugarcoat.
I don't
tell
sugarcoat
you that.
Anything.
Kyla, what about you?
I can't really remember a lot of them.
You can rope in. So we do, like, I don't want to expose our team name, but we do, like, a version of the Dundies that's named after our team,
yeah,
where we give out superlatives. That's where mine's coming from,
oh,
so
no.
I'll, like, allow
I
that
really
to be ripped in.
I don't remember which ones I've gotten there.
I mean, they're sitting out.
I'm not going to go get them. I
we'll post
know
a picture.
That, and this is not a flex, but maybe it's a little bit of a flex because I'm proud of it. In almost every committee I've been in, I've gotten best dressed. So I'm proud of that.
Nice. I've never gotten it.
I work hard for that.
She does. She bought a pink skirt suit set.
It's like a baby pink Banana Republic skirt suit. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing. Maybe we'll do an episode
She wore
that
for closing for her secretary general reign last year.
You gotta. So that, I've also gotten, like, biggest snake, but I feel like a lot of people get that. That's not, like, really unique.
No.
My proudest accomplishment is getting best mentor mentee with Jimmy, who you met.
Finally!
He's my favorite ever. He and
That's
I
the Jimmy
won that.
Been hyping.
And it was the best accomplishment I've ever had on this team. I don't remember my other ones.
In response to the best dressed,
mm-hmm,
I, like, my heart soared because I've always, like, aspired to be, like, decently dressed in committee.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, maybe one day someone will nominate me for best dressed because, like, I'm trying. I know it's not, like, great, but I'm trying. Someone at my last conference nominated me, and I was like,
no,
okay,
it's
time
the best
to
compliment.
Sob. And then, I almost...
that was so dramatic.
Okay, time to sob. Like, okay, you can't see him, but she, like, put up one pointer finger and, like, moved her shoulder. It was very funny.
But I almost won, and I lost to the chair socks, which I nominated.
Well, you did yourself dirty.
Yeah,
with that
sometimes
one,
you,
I know.
You
it's okay. In my heart,
ruin yourself
I won.
By your own hand.
I won out of the delegates.
Yeah, so that's good.
So that makes me feel better. But I think my funniest I ever got was like the Dundies / our team namees award.
Team namees.
I got biggest bullshitter, which I think is really funny because if you've ever seen that Office quote where Michael Scott's like, sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. Mm-hmm. I just hope I end up, like, in the right place or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of my speeches that way, where I'll start off, and, like, by the time I hit 15 seconds in, I'll have, like, an out-of-body experience where I'm just, like, watching myself say stuff that doesn't really make sense. And, I mean, like, it's work, so, like, go ahead. But I'm just, like, if somebody's paying close attention... This is nothing. Like, this is literally negative information.
No, that's half of fun, though. Yep. That's half of it is just speaking and making it sound like it's good.
Yeah.
Even if it's not.
You just, like, fancy transition words,
mm-hmm,
powerful, like, confident speeches, a good start, and then everybody else ends up.
And
your hand on
saying
the table,
that you agree, but then adding a call to action to it.
Yeah.
Be
like,
however,
I would love to see some work on a directive on this, mm-hmm, because
that
this
is my
vital.
Biggest thing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
call to
I would love to hear the people who relate to finances step up and speak about this topic, because I think we all need to work together. I'd love to meet during an unmod with you to work on a directive.
I don't want to talk about finances.
And then by this time, I'm floating above, and I'm just kind
of
watching
way
myself.
Of me saying, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I want you to know what you're talking about.
Well, it's also, like, it does get really frustrating when you're someone who's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've covered the extent of my position, so it's really, like, with military and finance people that you're like, hey, can the people with, like, actual, like, tangible power step up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. That was good. Okay.
Do we want to throw in one that's, like, not MUN-related?
Sure.
The next one, maybe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why? That is... Mm. That's the full question.
Why?
It's just why. Just what is... Just give an answer. Don't even give us your interpretation.
Because honestly, I just want to.
Yep. How about you?
Why not?
Because I can.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, moving on.
End scene.
All right. I think we should, like, throw in an actual unrelated to MUN question. I have one prepared.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you guys would like. Because sure. I know we have a lot of takes.
Yes.
As all three of us, our families, live very far away from where we are right now.
Yes.
We do have to fly often at the airport.
Yes.
Obviously at the airport. What is your favorite and least favorite part of the airport?
Oh, you're going to ask me what my favorite airline was, and I was about to go off.
I already know that, girl.
No, yeah, I am a diehard JetBlue fan. JetBlue or nothing. Unless it's international, because they don't really do that.
They don't know how to do that.
They don't really do that.
My least favorite part of the airport is finding out that I am in a terminal where there is nothing. And if you...
That's my favorite part of it.
And if you, went to school with us, we all fly out of the same airport. You know which terminal I'm talking about.
That's
awful.
Awful.
It's so bad. There's, like, an Auntie Anne's, maybe one little, coffee thing, and then, like, a Hudson News, and that's it.
Hudson News is all I need.
Which terminal are you talking about? Is that where JetBlue is? That is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not an Auntie Anne's. It's a Boarhead's Deli.
Wait, is it really?
It is. It's because I always fly out of that
Caroline's
terminal.
Like, I don't know whether I just got pretzels or sliced, like, deli
meats. Wait, we have to look up a map later, because I think they have branches that...
No, I know. There's only one part of Terminal A, and it's that weird circle.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I know. Only JetBlue flies out of there. So I'm always in the terminal, and honestly, it doesn't bother me that much. I can usually get a muffin and just call it a day.
What's your favorite part of the airport?
My favorite
part
of the airport?
You probably have to not think about the airport we have to fly out of for that. We fly out of one of the lowest rated airports in the airport.
Yeah, I like our airport. I'm gonna just
okay.
Put it
I like
there.
Terminal I like C. It. It's really well done, and I know you guys don't fly United.
No,
that's
I fly
like
United.
It's like United
C.
only.
I love Terminal
C. Is like gorgeous. Like
I have no issue with Terminal A because it gets the job done. There's no line ever.
Fair.
I just show up and I'm there, and it's amazing.
Oh, my favorite part of the airport. If I am going on vacation and I have a little bit extra, or coming back from vacation, and I have a little bit of extra, like, vacation money to spend, I will go to duty free and get...
She does do that.
Well, I've only done it, like, once
this
or twice.
This girl loves her duty.
But I will go to duty free and get something, like, nice, like a nice perfume, or, like, this summer I really, really desperately needed a pair of sunglasses that actually fit my face and didn't make me look like a bug. I have a very wide face, and occasionally sunglasses, not even occasionally, very often, sunglasses will not go the
full
length
of
my face.
I do too, man.
The photo of me on Slack.
I wear men's glasses because my face is so big.
Yeah. So I'll go to duty free and get something if they have good duty frees.
That's nice. Duty frees.
It sounds bad.
D-O-O-D-I-E.
Stop. Be who you want to be. D-O-O-D-I-E.
I've said on this that I'm like... from the Orlando area. So when I'm home, I fly out of the Orlando airport.
That place is
it's a
nightmare.
Madhouse.
I hate it there so much. My least favorite thing about the airport is when you show up 2 hours early and the line to get through security is an hour long and they have it stopped so then they can transition to using a canine so you can expedite the process and basically make everybody, like, TSA pre-check standard.
That
so
seems
you don't
fake,
have to do
I'm going to be honest.
They have to do it because otherwise no one would catch their
no,
flight.
No, but it's like, is this really?
Probably not. But the thing is, they act like they don't expect it. Every day it's insanely busy.
What?
But they're like,
it's busy.
By midday, they're like, wait, why is the line 2 hours long?
That's
crazy.
Wild.
So then they have to halt everything to initiate the canine system. Why not just start the day with the canine system? I'm asking for a friend. So
you
I hate that.
Switch out dogs.
Exactly.
You have multiple dogs.
So many dogs. But my favorite thing about the airport is needless snacks.
Yes.
I'll usually treat myself with a smart water bottle because I love smart water. You got to flex and get your big bottle. And then, like
chocolate,
you know,
pretzel mixes.
Yeah, like some weird, like, snack that I would never buy other places.
The $9 bag of, like, the single-serve bag of Bananas Foster, like, trail mix. That was amazing.
I was literally going to say, there's these banana bites that are, like, chocolate peanut butter banana bites. Ooh. And they're like $9 a bag, but they're so good. And I would never buy them anywhere but there.
Yeah. It's like you got to treat yourself if I'm, like, putting myself through
this. I'm going to be stressed.
I'd say, like, my least favorite part of the airport are, like, confused people who obviously don't fly often. And I'm not, like, coming for your throats, but, like, I am coming for your throats because you're slow. You get in my way, and you always line up before they call your boarding group.
That's so rude. Don't do it.
Sit down.
You are not first class as much as you wish you were.
The worst that happens is they check your free carry-on as a free bag. The worst that happens. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, I feel like this people who ride, like, the train we have to take to and from the city we intern slash work in do the same thing. And I'm like, boy, sit down.
Do the exact thing. I hate it.
Transit is my love and my hate.
People get so weird on transit.
Oh. No, it's because everyone's panicky because they are like...
Everything's timed. They're like, I'm going to miss it.
One, it's like, unless you do it every day, you are always going to be operating under that, like pretense of, like, I don't know if I'm, like, doing the right thing or if I'm, like, I'm not sure if this is the right place. And it's like, it is. Just sit down. And if it's not, that's fine. You'll figure it out.
Favorite part of the airport, other than the snacks, which, like... Oh, amazing.
Pro snack.
My other favorite part of the airport is I have TSA pre-check now.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
nice.
Mom, for that. Mm-hmm. But walking past, we have an airport which, like, can get kind of wild with how long the lines are, but walking past those lines in the TSA pre-check area and not taking, I bring, like, 5 separate electronics I would have to sort out and, like, just putting my bag through and just being, like, waving to all the... regular plebs. TSA plebs as I walk through. Oh, it's such a good feeling.
That's nice.
If you fly often, I highly recommend.
Oh my god, get pre-checked. Please.
Please. No, actually don't, because that'll make the pre-check lines longer.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, so to get a little bit more back to mine, I'm going to read a question because I just thought it was interesting and we haven't really talked about it. Someone asked, would we want to do another Women in Mun episode? Mm. I really enjoyed the last one. One, thank you. We enjoyed recording it. Two, I would really like to talk more about what it's like to be a woman doing Model UN and all the different things that come with that. We did get a lot of really good feedback on that episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our most listened to episodes.
And,
so,
like, most people DMing us afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, we had, like, 10 DMs afterwards.
Yeah, so I would say we'd like to do more content like that. It's going to take a little bit of planning because we don't want to, you know, ostracize any male viewers, but we want it to also be stuff that they can listen to and learn from.
Yeah.
Like, it's important that everybody listens to it.
Yeah, I just don't want to over-talk the topic, if that makes any sense. Like, and talk about the same things, because I feel like so often, and even then we'd have to go back and, like, listen to the actual episode because I completely forgot what we talked about.
Caroline blacks out during the episode.
I do. I record and then I leave.
It's always a surprise. Casey puts out the audio teaser. I'm like, whoa.
I said that?
I said that. Man, I wish she cut that. No, but it's just a teaser.
I don't want to go on for, you know, another hour because they're always long episodes about the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to make interesting takes and back it up. And
honestly, I think, yes, I do want to do another episode.
Oh, I do.
And this time I want to do one that's because... we try to touch on this at the end, but we took up a lot of time, which I don't mind. I think it was really important, like, telling stories and, like, talking about experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to do kind of a add-on episode to that where we talk about how to be an ally to women in Mun. I don't know, like, focus less on the negatives and focus, like, okay, so how do we build from here?
And how as a woman to be a leader on your Mun team.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, like,
it is different.
Things that, you know, some things that men can relate to, but I'd like to have an episode that really focuses on, like, okay, so, like, you're a woman, you're in Mun, what are you going to do about it, kind of thing?
Yeah,
like,
and,
how
like,
are you
maybe
gonna
how to be successful in Mun as a woman.
No, that'd be good.
I like that.
That'd be good. And we could put out a companion article, too.
Yeah, I think there's
love companion articles.
Plenty of stuff that to talk about, and it's nice to know that people want to hear about it. So, yeah, that's something that we'll definitely consider for the future and try and get lined out so it's good content coming your way. So, what's next?
The next one is the one I mentioned wanting to talk about at the beginning.
Okay.
It's, how do you all do with time management? Any advice? I have a lot to say on this one if you guys want to go first.
So, my time management has taken a real sharp turn recently because I have had to adjust to a completely, like, different schedule that's all very weird. So I'm only taking 3 classes, but that essentially means that for those 3 classes, I have to, like, actually do the reading. And I'm gonna tell you, in undergrad, I did not do all of the assigned reading. Like, not even close.
Caroline!
I can't believe our university is gonna redact your degree.
Well, you know what? I passed, and I got a degree, so they have my point. Money, and they can't take it away.
Don't tempt them.
And so, I have had to figure out time where I can actually go through the readings in depth and take notes on them and understand them, because I'm gonna have to talk about them in class because there are only 9 people in some of my classes, and then we get singled out, and it's a whole thing. So I've had to figure it out, so now on my days off, I'll usually just spend it doing readings and then distracting myself and then doing more readings.
You also have a new schedule.
Yeah, I now work full-time, and my commute is about 1.5 hours from door-to-door, so that means that I am out of the house from around 8 till around 6, which is a lot, and it's a really hard transition. So if you are a new grad and you're doing that, I'm with you. It's not easy. My biggest thing is using your time purposefully and writing down what you need to get done, because it's really easy in those circumstances to, you know, like, get really behind on laundry or, like, cleaning your room or, like, you know, just little things, because it's like, I want to come home and I want to relax, but it's like, okay, you have to actually get those things done. But also just, like, enjoy your weekends. That's my biggest thing, is, like, I really would recommend take less time during the week to just laze around, like, actually get your stuff done so then you can have a weekend, because you need it. Otherwise, you're gonna go insane if you're having to do chores on the weekend and not, it's ridiculous. So, you know, buck up, do your work on the weekdays, and then actually take time to yourself on the weekends. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, I was, like, on the train headed back when I read that question, and I kind of laughed because, like, I was sitting on the train planning out 2 separate essays that I have due this week that, like, I don't know, September was, like, first half of September, I was like, wow, like, I'm doing nothing right now. And then I started my internship, and it's, like, internship, 2 days, like, 4 classes, and then doing the podcast and, like, traveling every few weekends for a Model UN conference. It's, like, it's a lot, but focus on, well, obviously get your schoolwork done. That's an important thing. Like, this past 2 weeks has really been a time crunch for me because we've hit, like, midterm season and, like, that halfway point where people are like, oh, here's a bunch of things that are due at the midway point kind of thing. Obviously, like, I should have started things earlier. That's, like, a big tip. But my biggest, like,
I'm awful about that.
My biggest thing is, like, take each day as it comes. Like, to have a general idea of, like, okay, this is what needs to get done this week. But what I tell other people and what I have to tell myself to not get overwhelmed by things is, all right, what can I do right now? Because if I'm sitting at my desk, my internship, I can't write my essay right now. I can't prep for committee this weekend right now. I can't do stuff for the podcast right now. I have to focus on what I'm doing. I'm sitting on the train. Okay, that's the time where I can do research, like, plan out my essay, like, take each moment as it is and utilize the time effectively, but also realize, like, I can't do everything at once, so it's not worth it me sitting here panicking because there's nothing I can do about it at this moment.
I also, just going back to when I was doing school and everything, because my last semester was
a tornado.
Literally the worst period of my life, and I mean that authentically. Basically, don't underestimate yourself in what you can get done.
Like, how fast you can type your thesis.
No, very, very genuinely. There was a weird anecdote. There was one time where Caroline and I thought that our draft paper was supposed to be, like, 4 pages. It ended up having to be 15 pages, and we found out the week that it was due. And we were like, oh my god. So just recognize that you can finish anything. You absolutely can. Like, you are in your own head about it. If you sit down and are like, I'm gonna write this paper, you can write the paper.
If you get in that mindset to grind something out, you can do it.
Yes. Oh, just, like, you can. Don't, I hate that,
caffeine,
like,
and moxie, that's
whole
all it
idea
takes.
Of, like, oh, I'm gonna go to the library and I'm so stressed and I'm not gonna finish anything. It's like, okay, actually sit down and do it and it'll be done.
And stop, you, like, just, Snapchatting just about how much work you have to do. Just, like, sit and do it.
Just do it.
Also, and then you can do it. If you have long-term projects to do that aren't planning on stopping anytime soon, like, I have this data coding thing that I have to commit a certain number of hours to a week. I really enjoy doing that because I just get to listen to music and it's mindless and I don't really, like, pay attention to anything. But I
code's
use...
like an entire set in
No.
Caroline's like,
no.
Oh.
I mean, I pay attention, but you know what I mean. So I will use that to break up my reading time. Because instead of actually having to focus on something, I'm just, like, doing something, and then I get to find new music. So it's, like, find little things that you like doing that can help.
That are productive. So it's just, like, low-key, like, little tasks.
Honestly, and even if you work, like Casey was talking about how you can't do certain things there, think of that as, like, a mental break from other stuff that you have to do. But you're like, I'm not going to worry about that right now. Because I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Honestly, it is kind of a break, because the good thing with, like, doing stuff for interning is, like, I don't have to take that home with me. Like, I just sit there, I do my work, and I leave.
Yeah.
We've all been through school, through college, or whatever. Like, that is, like, every second outside of class, you're like, could I be working on something? Could I be doing this for this? And, like, honestly, sometimes it's with the podcast, too. You're like, what could I be, like, could I be writing part of an article? Can I do this, that?
But
it's,
like... recommendation, don't start a podcast. Don't do it.
No. Maybe do a podcast, maybe not a website.
Yeah. Do... one of them. Or do none of them. Actually, just don't. For your own mental well-being, don't do it.
We
do it so you don't have to.
That meme where the, like, kid is sleeping and there's a person, like, outstretched and all the arrows coming down. Like, we're gonna make a meme that's, like, Mono-1 is the person and, like, all these, like, crappy things on the circuit. And then it's, like, most delegates sleeping in the bed.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Delegates who aren't sane and start a podcast.
Well, we try our best.
The market's already way too saturated.
Yeah, just...
Once we're in the market, it's saturated. Don't join the market.
Don't join the market. No. I also recommend just keeping a lot of calendars.
Yeah, Apple Reminders keeps me doing things that I should be constantly.
I like to write my stuff down, so I have one for work that's a to-do list, one that's, like, a expanded to-do list, and then I have one for home.
I like this, like, as people have definitely overcommitted in most of their life, like, here's our time management advice for... getting most of that done.
It's important.
Here's an interesting question. What's your home address, though? No. We don't live anywhere.
123 East, not your business street.
Okay, you know the meme where they're like, oh, I'm going to take that and I'm going to insert it after that. And that's going to be the teaser.
I will do one more that's, like, kind of off topic. Mm-hmm. What's your dream vacation? Which, like, we kind of already answered this on, if you took the quiz, to see who was
but, like,
who
knows which one was which.
But who knows which was which. But, I mean, we can talk a little bit more about it. Or maybe, like, your favorite vacation ever, we could even say. My favorite, I mean, most of my vacations are to Latin America. My father is from Brazil, so we go down to Latin America a lot.
Hang around there.
Just hang out there. It's great. It's very underrated. People do not go to vacation there. Absolutely do it. It's the most beautiful place, the best food, the best people. It's amazing.
Honestly, like, I so underrated that. And then you would, like, show us pictures and, like, tell us. I'm like,
you're like, oh my God.
I'm gonna go to South
It's amazing. Also, it's, like, do not believe, like, fake news media that it's, like, very unsafe. It's, like, it's not. Just, if you're a smart traveler, it's fine.
I mean, the U.S. can be very unsafe depending
That's
on
true.
Where you
it
go.
Was on,
like,
a travel.
Calm down.
It could also still be on a travel watch list.
For, like,
it
other foreign countries.
No, Amnesty International put out, like, a travel warning on it.
Fair enough. There's a lot of shootings here.
Yeah.
But my two favorite vacations to date were Peru, because we went to Machu Picchu, and then we went down south to Paracas, and it was just, oh my God, amazing. Everything was so beautiful. And then also Brazil, the homeland. It's such a beautiful country, and it's so fun. Like, very genuinely, like, every part of it is fun. Like, they're just having a great time. Apart from the poverty and racism and all of the awful things, and also Bolsonaro being an awful human being.
And, like,
a great country.
The rainforest for, like, burning down.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country, though. Please go.
Did that ever stop?
It's controlled, but, like, it's not good.
Yeah. I just, like, you know, you hear about it when it starts, and I'm like, I don't know if that's still going or not. Maybe that's something I could Google later, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, anyway, go to South America. It's a great place.
I think my favorite vacation was probably when I went to Florence, because it was, well, Florence slash, it's one of those school tours where they take you to a bunch of places, but you don't get to be in any one place for a long amount of time.
You just, like, pass through on the train.
You just,
like,
kind of pass through.
That's,
like,
why we gotta go back.
Half your vacation is spent traveling.
Yeah.
Not only because it was, like, the first time I had been out of the country, but it was also one of the most fun times I've ever had. Because I got to see a whole bunch of things. I got to eat so much good food. And
Italy
I got to
is
see...
very funsies.
And that year, I had taken AP Art History that I was really, really into. So that was cool. not even cool. That was, like, probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hopefully won't be once-in-a-lifetime. That I get to see all those masterpieces and everything.
I'm trying to go back, so.
I want to go back so badly, dude.
My vacation that I would love to redo and expand a little bit was, like, just to give quick background, I was, like, super, super involved with, like, the French program at my high school. Like, French Honor Society, and we also had a French exchange program, which, like, shocking for how small my town was and, like, how in the middle of nowhere it was. So we would exchange every year with the school. They would come here, and then we would go there, and then they would come here, you know, yada yada. And I hosted 2 times, and then I got to go 1 time over a spring break. And so I got to stay, and the school is in Digne-les-Bains, which is, like, in the south of France by Marseille. And I got to, like, explore that whole region with my host family. And it wasn't super long. It was, like, 1 week down there and, like, a couple days in Paris. But I just love to go to the south of France again because the south of France is so beautiful. It's, like, gorgeous. If you want to, like, know what I'm saying, look up Gorge du Verdon. It's, like, Okay, G-O-R-G.
No, let them guess.
Try your best.
And good luck.
Send me what you think it's spelled like. But it's basically, they call them, like, it's like the Grand Canyon of Europe, basically. They have massive mountains and then this, like, sparkling turquoise. Is it the
Gorges of Verdun?
Yeah, but, like...
But Gorge?
Yeah.
Gorge is G-O-R-G.
I have to keep a lot in right there. Just, oof, proceed.
But, yeah, so I'd love to go back there because I think it was mostly, like, I loved sightseeing and I just think the nature is really beautiful there.
My dream vacation, I think, right now is either to go to Bali or Thailand. I really would like to do a Southeast Asia little journey.
Looks, I think if I had really to pick cool right now, I'd go to Spain or
Spain's
Portugal.
Spain's a great choice. My parents went to Portugal and they really loved it.
The pictures, I know, I saw their pictures.
Yeah, I know. It looks pretty dope. I would also like to go.
Do you want to close out with a quick Mun-related question that I think is, like, can bring some interesting answers? And I think maybe we won't shout out the person who asked it. We actually only shouted out one person, but... Is the circuit getting nicer or meaner?
It depends on what conference you're at.
That really is true. I think in a lot of ways it's getting nicer because people have realized what they shouldn't be doing. But then in a lot of ways it's getting meaner because people realize what they shouldn't be doing, but then also realize that that gets them awards. And so they're like, well, screw it. I'm just, like, in it for the awards and I won't, you know, see these people anymore after this and whatnot. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think that it's also really difficult for me to judge changes just because, like, you see things so differently as, like, a newbie and someone that's, like, made it all the way through. Like, I feel like, unfortunately, you see a lot more of the negatives because, you know, that kind of rose-colored glasses come off and you're like, oh, this is, like, there's a lot of issues with this. But... I don't think the people have changed, and if we're talking about the way that committees go, I do think it's gotten a little bit more competitive and a little bit more aggressive due to a lot of upstanding factors that I'm not going to get into right now.
Maybe in a future episode.
Maybe in a future episode. But, you know, when it comes down to it, the people that do MUN are still the people that do MUN, and I think that there's a lot of really fantastic delegates out there, and I don't want to discount the really great social aspect of MUN, and I do think that that's nicer than ever because people are more connected.
Yeah, I think it's totally committee dependent because, like Kyla said, there are a lot of good eggs and there are a lot of bad eggs on the circuit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can't make a judgment based on my first committee had people screaming at each other in it during UnMods, and, you know, that kind of worried me thinking about what Model UN was going to be like. And I've been to ones where people argue, but I've never been to one where, like, I'm not even joking, screaming occurred. So it would be, I think, kind of unwise for me to say, like, well, because I haven't heard screaming since my first conference, the circuit completely has gotten nicer. And I don't think it's like, hey, that a delegate annoyed me at my last conference, so the circuit's gotten meaner or whatever. I think it's really, like, individually based. Like Kyla said, there are trends that we see happening, and like we kind of talked about in the last episode, and maybe we'll go into a different aspect of that in a future episode, but I've met a lot of really, really great people on the circuit who, you know, I still keep in touch with. We still, like, get excited if we're going to the same conference, and it's great to run into them. And then I've met people on the circuit who haven't been great people and, you know, were mean, but that's just life. You know, you're gonna meet really great people. You're going to meet people that, you know, are fine, but you don't mesh with. And then you're going to meet people who, like, you're actively like, oh, I don't want to be in another committee with that person. Yeah. Yeah, like, that's life. Just everything. Life skills. Yeah. Model UN.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's as nice as you make it out to be and the people mm-hmm. that you surround yourself with. And if you want to have a good time, you're going to have a good time. But if you want to pout the whole time, you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And that's basically
fair.
How it is.
And that's that.
That's how that
cookie crumbles.
Okay. Well, Casey has to go to another meeting.
For some more Model UN.
Some more Model UN for prep for this weekend. Carol and I need to eat.
We do. I'm very hungry.
I haven't eaten since lunch, apart from some buffalo Cheez-Its, which same. I really recommend. It's so good, the buffalo wing ones. So, I'll open the floor to any points or motions.
Motion to close debate.
That is an order. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, debate is now closed.
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at @mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.